That's how I feel this morning. Happy Tuesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Metro. Blah, 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 blah. I feel good. I may be a little lazy. But for the most part, I feel good. And I'm happy to be on the exercise glider at 11:10. Supposed to start work at noon. So I should at least get 35 minutes on this thing, I guess. I've foregone washing and brushing my teeth. These aren't the same clothes I had on yesterday. I actually changed my pants. It's the same shirt. I got the new exercise glider, my new Gazelle glider. And I put 12,000 on it. 12,000 steps on it on the first day. And when I feel a good start. I got the little, I don't know what you would call it. I guess you call it a computer thing. And we know it's cheesy and probably not all that accurate that I'm looking down at on the glider. It's telling me about how fast I'm going. My speed and distance and calories and stuff like that. I like to keep it on speed because I don't like usually looking at the time. I don't want to see the time. It has gone by. I feel good. I feel good. Wow, this car is locked in. This car parked too close to the car in front of it or the car in back of it, something. They got him blocked in. And today is Tuesday, so one of those sides of the street going to have to be clear by 12 o'clock or people going to get tickets. I've gotten a couple of them, forgetting and leaving my car in the street. One concern about this exercise glider, of which I've purchased two, is that it's not enough resistance. So you're not going to get strength hitting or something like that. It's not enough resistance. It's all, I guess you would say cardio. I don't know what to call it. But there's like no resistance. It's like really smooth. So you, I try to do is make it a little, do things to give it, have to give it more effort. Yeah. Whatever. I feel good. Today's what? 20th, I think. Christmas Eve is Saturday. So I think I'm off 24th, 25th, and 26th. And then I work the 27th, 28th, and I'm off the 29th and 30th, so. But I'll be traveling, so that's not really an off day, so to speak. So to speak. But got a little trip coming up. I do like my trips. I wonder if this is a good way to. Then I try to stoop down to get more tension, more muscle involvement. You can lean back like this and do it on the arms. You can lean forward and get at it. You can put your hands down lower. It's like a DVD, a bunch of stuff you can do. Funny thing is the DVD for this glider, they used another glider. Not this one, this is like the simplest one, I guess. And it was still $160. Free shipping, though. It's interesting. And this is right from the manufacturer. I always thought Amazon would have the lower prices, but this one came right from the manufacturer, and it was cheaper. I never thought about finding a product on Amazon and then going straight to the manufacturer. Maybe because of the, you know, amount of time shipping, that Amazon Prime shipping next day stuff. Yeah, it's kind of hard to beat that. I can see my feet in the reflection of the patio door. So I can see the effort I'm doing. When you're walking, it's circular. You pick it up. It's like a, you know, you're walking, your feet going this. But here you got to like stop and come back. And I don't know. I was wondering what the impact of that was. Or if there was an impact. Or if it mattered. You know, and I was thinking about putting weights on the bottom of this glider. Make it a little bit more difficult. We had to put more effort into actually doing this. And I wonder if it's, is this easier or less strenuous, or less calorie burning, or less aerobic, or less whatever than walking? But I can say that my shoulders are much better since I start sleeping on the side, that side, and sitting up straight more often, almost upright, you know, obnoxiously upright, sitting straight up, and having to drive like that. But I think it was basically stop sleeping on that side and my shoulder, with my arm under my head. You know, you sleep with your arm like almost straight up for your body. Like, have it straight up. Just lean your head on and put a pull there, and you're like laying there. I think I might have pinched a nerve or something. Also, my hip is a little sore, it's better. And my plantar fasciitis is much better. So, I do miss getting on the bike. It's gonna be 80 degrees later this week. Definitely gonna have to get on the bike, but I have to get up early. And I'm thinking, I usually get up at 9. I'm getting up closer to 11, 10:30 or so. And the clock in the bedroom slowed down. So when I look up, it's like 10 minutes slow. So I'm thinking it's earlier than what it really is. Definitely gonna have to get that adjusted. So I'm basically got out of bed at 11 today. By 11, I'm usually had already done hour and a half, 2 hours of exercise, walking or biking, home, showered, and sitting down at my desk, ready to eat and get logged in and get ready for the day. But I'm thinking that this extra time sleeping is needed to catch up from last week. And so I'll be off 4th, 5th, and 6th, go out to my mother's. Christmas Eve is the 24th. It's been 24th, 25th. I gotta get some Gus's fried chicken this time, for real. Get some Gus's fried chicken. What else we gonna? Gotta get a ham. We can just have fried chicken and ham sandwiches. And maybe get my mother an air fryer. They don't have an air fryer out there. At her house. Maybe I was thinking, get some real potatoes and make French fries. And have ham sandwiches, get some fried chicken. What else can we have? Listen to me. Not oops, but I farted. Feel good. Gotta watch my eating. That's why I'm on this thing. I gotta watch my eating. I don't wanna get back to, I don't wanna give it all back. I was consistently waking up under 200. Or right about 200, 199, 201, 198, something like that. 198.9, 190, no, not 198, more like 199, 198.8, 201 in that area. This morning I woke up at 203, and deservedly so after my exploits of last night. Got up last night, went in there, made onion rings. I mean, they were frozen, of course. Threw them in the air fryer for like, you know, so many minutes. Not enough minutes to get them as crispy as I like them because I didn't feel like waiting. But they were, you know, threw some hot sauce on. They did the job. And I got to get back in the habit, and I probably need to get off the salt. Yeah, last night I had a craving for what I do is I make sausage, link sausage, those mild Italian sausages, and eat those with French fries. And I know that's nothing but sodium. Come on, people, let's just be real. That's nothing but sodium. Hear that noise? Can you hear it? It's only happening on one side. It's weird. And I'm watching myself here. One foot always slides. My left foot slides back. The right foot doesn't seem to move. But my left foot seems to slide back and off to the side on this thing for some reason. Just trying to, hey, I can feel the pressure on it now. Yeah, I can feel the pressure. I'm not really going fast today. Just going to be going. I'll probably go to like 11:45 and go back over there because since today is Tuesday, I fired up the computer yesterday, got it on, you know, it's all connected. A bunch of my programs that I work with are probably still up and running. You know, I just gotta like log back into the computer. Probably still on the network, so I don't have to have a 20-minute preparation, even though I should look into why my headset works sometime and doesn't. Because when it does it, puts me in jeopardy of a flow out, which is not answering the phone when I get the call in time. Basically a drop call. It happens. I'm trying to keep those down. I do love my glider. I do love my glider. even if it's making that noise. Hear it? It's only one side doing it too. I wonder if it could be due to the floor not being flat or positioning. It's not irritating. And it kind of, and to be honest with you, it could be too smooth. Every now and then that noise would drop out, or whatever that is would drop out. And it'll just be simply too smooth. You like a little bit of noise or resistance. Makes you feel like you're doing something. Feel like I'm working up a little sweat here, which is good. Might be from the sun outside. Hell. What can I say? What can I say? Just put your head down and go. Got nothing. I got nothing. And I was, the reason it was set up where I had it set up before, was facing the TV, but I never watched TV. So I'm like, what's the point? And then I set it up here. What it does when I set it up here, it makes the pathway, this one, to the kitchen's narrower, and I like space. And when I come in this place and I get it, like when I go on vacation, leave someplace and come back, and I clean up, and I, you know, every now and then, I always find something to put away or say, oh, I don't need this anymore. You know, so when I walk back in, the place is going to look different. It's going to be like something, quote unquote, missing. And I'm a minimalist when it comes to this stuff. Probably a minimalist in everything. But so I come in, I like seeing space, empty space. And no matter how neat you try to arrange something, to me, the empty space is more attractive. Just emptiness. And my foot keeps sliding on that side. I wonder why. Just left foot keeps sliding back. Maybe because I'm favoring it or something. But I think it also comes down to, I'm still kind of half asleep. You see that? It's Tuesday, and I work Sunday. This is my third straight day. I work 6 straight days this week. So come Friday night, I'll get Friday night here by myself. And I got to wake up Saturday, make it out to my mother's. And it's best to get out there before traffic. So I wake up Saturday. Gus's don't open till noon. Get some chicken. I gotta get a ham and some bread. My mother got cheese, lettuce. See where I'm going with that? Ham sandwiches, potato chips for Christmas dinner. I got chitlins in there. I guess I could take some chitlins. No, I'm out. Take some chitlins just, you know, for fun. freezing cilantro and onions doesn't work. I had to throw them away. Yeah, I got an outro. I got a canned outro. I did an outro yesterday. You know, the whole swinging on y'all two time. And I just happened to record it and save it as a separate file because I finished up yesterday, but I didn't do the outro. So I did one at the computer desk. And I saved it so I could pin it on this. I know I'm all over the place. I'm not really being coherent. I'm not trying to be. Just trying to get it done. Just trying to get some. Yesterday I didn't take a shower or brush my teeth. I won't today either. Today's Tuesday. I feel good. There's no doubt I feel good when I am in motion, when I do this. When I'm in motion and exercising and activity. I think activity is the word. Start the day off. Cut all the lights on in the house. Keep it as bright as possible. Close the curtains when it starts to get dark so that I never really see it dark outside. I'm even thinking about getting more lighting to make it even brighter in here. Then the longer you're on this thing, the more loose you get. And the more my body wants to move faster and do different things, it's like a natural feeling. It's like a natural progression. You just start going faster and doing more. You can see me loosening my shoulder. This move right here, it's my shoulder, my left shoulder. This one, it's much better, much, much better. It was to the point where I couldn't even sit in the car. I would have to like lean back or sit straight up. I couldn't just sit in a car. So that means I couldn't drive and be comfortable. And that's unacceptable. Eating and driving. Well, there's, a bunch of other stuff, but those two. See, my left foot keeps sliding back. I don't know what that's about. And I walked yesterday. I did my 15-minute break walk. And there was no pain. It felt good. Kind of felt good to get out there. One thing about walking now versus the bike, you cover much more terrain on the bike. Therefore, the activity feels more exciting and more entertaining. Or more distracting than walking us. So I'm thinking, I wonder if I can actually walk now for 40 minutes without getting bored. So on a bike, you're doing maybe 10 miles, 10 times the amount of walking sometimes. I don't know, 10 miles maybe is too much. I do walk you do definitely bike significantly farther than you walk. Yeah, I'm starting to get a little sweat going here.
I can feel it.
Now I'm just rambling. I don't want to get off the bike. Got 10 more minutes. I don't want to get off of this to stop it from recording. But I really got nothing to say. Things are good. Things are good. My weight. I got to watch my salt, though. I gotta get off of the salt kick. I gotta get back to where I was. Slippery slope. Looking at my kitchen, nothing on the counters. Well, there shouldn't be. It's like 1, 2, 3 things. I see 4 things. 2 things in the dish, but the counters are usually empty. You look around. You know, I like things put away and empty. Everything has a place. I routinely and instinctively, or subconsciously, or whatever, but I make sure that I don't put things down where they don't belong. It's like my first inclination when I put something back or set something down is to put it where in its final resting place. I do that. Hey, I'm just going to sit it there for now. I definitely do that. There's no, you know, I'm not a Nazi about it, but that might get me in trouble nowadays. But I think you're allowed to talk bad about Nazis. You're allowed to talk bad about Nazis and white people. You won't get in trouble, but say anything derogatory about a minority or a person with challenges or a person at risk. I was one of my things that I listened to, Glenn Lowry and John McWhorter. They were talking, or was it Candace Owens? One of them were talking about, you know, who is deplorable? I mean, at some point, there has to be behavior out there that we have to not only not condone, but we have to put down. We have to condemn. And admonish, or whatever that means. I mean, it has to be a point where there's some people's behavior out there that we have to stop and say, no, that's too much. I don't care about your plight, the reason you're there, white people or racisms or slavery or redlining or whatever. It comes a point where your behavior needs to be condemned and put down, pointed out, and harshly criticized. And I'm talking about people of color. I mean, there's been atrocities, there's been this, there's been that. I'm not saying that the opposition or the white people or the racisms or the 1% or whoever they is, I'm not talking about their behavior, which is probably just as wrong as the day is long. That's not the point. The point is, at some point, people have got to be able to say, look, Pookie, you can't be doing that, man. That's I understand you're poor and you went through this and that and this, but and then I think somebody else was saying, I think it was John McWhorter, he's also saying that what they need to do or what they was thinking about doing is, you know, withholding sex from criminals. I mean, it's a novel thing to think about, and it's probably, you know, just more fun to think about as a thought experiment. But if the community got together and all the girls would say, all right, or people would just say, we're not having sex with criminals no more. Bad behavior. That might, you know, take the shine off of being a gangster or that lifestyle. I mean, I thought that was novel. It was kind of cute.
But I do believe that something like that needs to happen within the black community and within any community that's in peril, that where the community itself has to step up and come up with a solution that takes on a a growth of its own
and becomes a hysteria.
Not hysteria, becomes embedded into the culture. We can't look and point fingers to isms and other people for our behavior. And what I mean, well, any group can't, shouldn't. And the thing is that
because there's little things within that,
like working together and trust, not trusting each other, but doing the things that they say, doing the things that they say that Hispanic people do and Asian people do and Jewish people do, stick together, how they keep the money within their community and how they work together. Stuff like that, that we're, like in the black church, the black church is probably the biggest institution within the black community. Biggest, strongest, I don't know what the word is. And if they can't foster any kind of cultural revolution, it's going to be tough. Because black people do love their Jesus and they love church. And if Jesus and church can't get them to act right, I'm thinking pretty much nothing will. Other than withholding sex, as somebody suggested.
Now, the withholding sex
is probably just a novel way of looking at it. But the idea is there, you know, the idea to have something like that,
to where all of a sudden, you know,
being a gangster and slinging dope and that gangster kind of rap hardness mentality isn't rewarded or celebrated. And I think that's going to have to come from our community. And it's going to have to come to a point where black people say, all right, enough is enough. Come on, y'all.
And we're going to say, all right, enough is enough. We
ain't, you know, all gangsters and stuff.
That lifestyle and Madea,
that whole kind of, you know.
I mean,
it's a thing. It's definitely a thing. It's in my family, even. You know, we woof at each other. Some sides of the family more than others. But there's definitely a confrontational battle. Not, what's the word? Not battle. Combative type of love interaction. That it's not seen as,
it almost could be seen as affectionate.
Okay.
It says I did 2.48 miles. Been on here 33 minutes, it says.
See, I can get on this thing and just do 30 minutes, do a half hour like it ain't nothing.
It was a time when I couldn't do that. Get on this thing and just do 30 miles. It says I burned 279 calories. I don't know if I believe that or not. No, I know I don't believe that. This thing is just burning calories too fast.
Yeah, I'm about done. All right, y'all. Swing on y'all two times.
For me, for the funk, for every elementary particle that existed in any atom, in this or any universe that is, was, or ever will be,
an hypothesis of all is one, the totality of it all, a theory of universe. My name is Jeffrey, and I'm out.